So when I realized I was preaching Paul, I went, why did I do that? And God said, you didn't. This was my choice. Paul is speaking to us about faithfulness, and I called this sermon a God-focused mind. If we remember all the way back to the beginning of worship when we were reading the Mark passage, when Jesus told Peter, your mind is on earthly things and not on divine things. What does it mean to have a God-focused mind? And it has a lot to do with this issue around faithfulness. So I want us to just think about Abraham and the promises and the covenant made. Remember, Abraham's story starts in chapter 12, I believe, of Genesis and goes through 18. The law with Moses didn't happen until Exodus. So God's covenant and promises to us and to the people and to Abraham were prior to the law. So how we responded to God's promise and covenant, or how Abraham did, was a result of faith and obedience. Law had nothing to do with it. Law came in when we just couldn't seem to get this faithfulness thing down pat quite right. And if you think about Abraham and Paul's words this morning, did it ring quite true? Was Abraham that faithful at the beginning of the promises God made to him? I want us to think about that. Abraham did the things he did to try and meet the promise God made to him. I'm going to take a deep breath and start again. God made covenant with Abraham, with Abram first, that he would be the father of multitudes and nations. And as that journey, and Abram was faithful to the journey, faithful to go where God was sending him. But if you follow his story, sometimes he kind of takes a deviation, that he tries to do this thing that God promised would happen. Abram's not happy with God's timeline and tries to make it happen on his own. And that seems to happen over and over again. That's why we have covenant after covenant after covenant with God and Abraham. God is always faithful to God's promise. Our faithfulness, our response to God's faithfulness is something that happens as God empowers it to happen. Just as Sarah's womb as an old lady was empty and barren, God brought life into that barren womb and brought forth Isaac. God can bring life out of death from the cross, life out of a woman who was barren to bear the son called Isaac. God brings life where we think there should only be death. But it has to do with God's faithful promise to us. And then God grows in us, empowers us through that to be faithful back to him. Think about the Isaac story, Abraham and Isaac. So God promised this child through Sarah. The child comes to be and is born. And then years later, God asks Abraham to bring that child to be sacrificed. Now, the Abraham we knew along the way might have tried to find a different way and a different thing to sacrifice. But Abraham's faithfulness has grown in his obedience and his relationship to God to such a point that at that point, when God says, bring your son, your only son, to this mountain and sacrifice him, Abraham does it. Doesn't question. He does it. Not because Abraham could do that on his own, but because God moved within him and brought empowered his faithfulness, because God continued to remain faithful. God remained faithful to his promises even through the desert times until Christ came and was sacrificed on the cross and rose so that we might have life and have it eternally. But what happens for us is we often think about the world. We get caught up in the things going on and get caught up with how we want God's faithfulness to God's promise to be fulfilled here. We think about well, if I just did this, then God will bless this, rather than what does God want me to do that I might be a blessing that God can use. Reckoned as righteousness, we cannot do anything to be faithful to God other than what God empowers us to do. And God can do anything with us. But we need to have our minds focused. I have to stay away from the flames. We need to have our minds focused not on earthly things, but on divine things. We have to have our minds focused on the kingdom of God as it erupts and is created here on earth as it is in heaven. That's what we pray about. The law served a purpose when we couldn't be faithful. God's calling us to be a faithful people, as Abraham was faithful, as Christ was faithful, even as the disciples were faithful. And we recognize that in the midst of our journey with God and Jesus Christ, that sometimes we doubt, or sometimes we try to make it go the way we want it to go. Have you ever tried to do that? It's sort of like taking that nail where it needs to be a screw, and we're pounding that nail in because we know the nail's going to work. When if we'd gotten the screw would have worked just fine. Or if we'd gotten the instructions would have helped us actually put together whatever we were putting together. We have an instruction book. It's called the Bible. And in it, we see the human people who God used. Faith is an act of trust. And obedience is our response out of that act of trust. That we're obedient to the God who calls us to be his children, to be disciples of Jesus Christ, to go where we are called to go, to do what we are called to do. But God is faithful to God's promises. We just need to be God-minded. When our minds are on the world, then we are separating ourselves from God. So this process that we call Lent is an opportunity for us to continue to repent of those times that we step away from God and step towards the world, so that we can be God-focused minds, so that God can use us. And think about it. Think about what the world would look like. That's the thing that always gets me excited. What the world could look like if we could see everybody as a beloved child of God and love them just as they are and call them to that relationship where God can show them who they can be. Do we believe? Do we have faith that God will keep God's promise? Are we living out of that faith and that belief? Lent is a time for us to reflect on that. And as we begin to move into that space of reflection, the song is, "Be Still My Soul," in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.